Lord Jagannath is also known as Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Enjoyer, and his abode Jagannathi is also known as Purushottama Kshetra. This, in the Bhagavad Gita, the 15th chapter is known as Purushottama Yoga, the yoga of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of the chapter, Krishna says, Dvahuimo Purushaloke Kshuras Chakshura Evacha. There are two kinds of living beings in this world, the fallible and the infallible. Sharasarani Bhutani Kutasto Sharushate. All the living beings are fallible, but those who are perfected in spiritual realization are called infallible. Uttama Purusha Tu Anya Padavat Nekuta Uttama. But, Krishna says, two means Padavat. There's another person, Anya, another enjoyer. We can also be called enjoyers, small, tiny enjoyers. At least we're trying to enjoy. Actually, we're not enjoyers. We're not Purusha, we're Prakriti. Prakriti means meant for giving enjoyment. But we think that we're Purusha, it's meant for taking enjoyment. But Krishna says, all right, you may be some kind of Purusha, but there's a superior Purusha, supreme Purusha, transcendental Purusha, Uttama Purusha, Anya, Paramatma Eti Radhata, who's called the Paramatma, the supreme Atma. We're all Atma. But this above us is a supreme Atma, Paramatma. Anya, he's not the same as us. The Mayavadi philosophy would like to convince us that there's no difference between ourselves and the Supreme. We've simply forgotten our supremacy. But Krishna clearly says, no, above both the fallible and the infallible living beings, there's the Supreme Personality of God. Nityo Nityana Chaitanya Chaitanya. Among all of the Eternals, there's one Supreme Eternal. Among all of the conscious living beings, there's one supremely conscious living being. Eko Bhavanam Yogaditavikama. What's the difference between the two? The Supreme, that one Supreme, is maintaining the many others. There's one singular eternal and many plural eternals, innumerable. That one is maintaining the many. Here Krishna also says, Yo loka tramavishya viparti avya ishvara. That Paramatma is the supreme Ishvara, Parameshvara, who's entered into all of these worlds and is maintaining all of them. I can't say I'm maintaining the whole world. But the Paramatma is maintaining everything. Yasma Sharavatito Ham Akshara Vapichotama Atosmi Loke Vede Cha Pratita Purushottama. Above both the fallible and the infallible is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Krishna is celebrated both in the Vedas and in human society as that supreme person, Purushottama. Yomam eva masam muto janati Purushottama sasagadev. Krishna says, anyone who knows me, without a doubt, asamutta, without being bewildered, without being fooled by all the rubbish philosophies of this world. Anyone who factually knows Krishna to be Purushottam, Sarsarvavid, he knows everything. He knows everything. Vedaishtha Sarvaya Mahamedha Veda. All the Vedas are meant for understanding Krishna. Krishna is all knowledge personified. He is the supreme form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. When we speak of Krishna, it means Krishna and his energies. The material world consists of Krishna's energy. We're also the energy of Krishna. The spiritual world is also the energy of Krishna. So there's nothing outside of Krishna and his energies. And Krishna includes his energies, so Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So one who knows Krishna factually to be the supreme personality of Godhead, he knows everything. There may be so many learned men, but if they don't know Krishna, they're fools. If they don't know God, they're fools. And Krishna says that. Namam duskritana mudha prabhidanta yamadatana. Those who think that the material nature is everything, that matter can produce life on its own, and no God is in control, there's no supreme power controlling everything, they're rogues. And they're bewildered. Maya particular, even if they may be great scholars or scientists, their knowledge is stolen by illusion. But even a simple person who knows that Krishna is everything, knows everything. One who knows that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We don't have to know so much. We may be great scholars of the Vedas, Puranas, so many books of philosophy. Or we may be very simple, not very learned. But if we know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, then Krishna declares, you know everything. Sarvavid. One who knows Krishna knows everything. What else is there to know? If we know Krishna, we know everything. Then, all right, Krishna is everything. Then, that's everything. That's what, all right, I'm who I am. Krishna is who he is. Now what? I know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Then, sasarvavid bhajatimam. Bhajatimam means he engages in my devotional service. Not that we simply sit and do nothing and just admire Krishna as the supreme personality. No, we have to do something. Suppose if your uncle were some great man, a big man in the government, then it's not enough just to say my uncle is the big man in the government. Then you should do something. Make some connection with that big man. Do some service. Then, otherwise, what's the advantage just to throw a name around? But you do something. My uncle is doing something. Or my uncle is the temple president. Or whatever. If he's the temple president, then I should assist him in some way. I should render service in some way. Then I get the benefit. So, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So, if I serve Krishna, then my life becomes good. That's yoga. Yoga means connected. When the connection is there, then I'm in my right position. And when the connection is broken, and I'm in a broken condition. So we're properly connected when we serve Krishna. Sasarvavid, one who knows Krishna, bhavati mam. He engages in Krishna's service. How? Sarvapadhyantarati. Sarvapada means in every respect. And sarvapada also means with ecstasy. With ecstasy, that I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To be a devotee of Krishna is to be in the liberated position, to be in the most fortunate position, to be in the perfect position. And Krishna is there. Praharsha Jashyam is an apogee. A dog is happy when it has a good master. A woman is happy when she has a good husband. And the living entity is happy when he has the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his shelter. So the devotee becomes joyful that I have a relationship with Krishna. I've forgotten that relationship. Now I'm remembering that relationship by serving. And so I can be completely satisfied by this simple understanding that I am Krishna's servant, Krishna is the Supreme Master, and understanding that I can serve Krishna by hearing, by chanting, by remembering Krishna, by practical activities. Krishna consciousness is not simply sentiment. It's practical action in the service of the Lord. And it's not simply practical activity, but it's also imbued with love for Krishna. So this Rath Yatra festival is an expression of love for Krishna, in which the devotees all perform practical activities for the service of the Lord, whether it's constructing the car, or selling the books, or chanting the holy name, or singing garlands, or any of the other cooking, any of the other activities connected with the Rath Yatra. They're all on the platform of devotional service. So they're all eternal activities. And by engaging in these activities, one expresses and increases one's love for Krishna. The more we express our love for Krishna by devotional activities, the more our love for Krishna increases. That increase of devotional service was shown to the ultimate point by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Puri performing the Rath Yatra festival with his devotees. That we can read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's an ecstatic subject matter, how the Lord is chanting and dancing and feeling supreme ecstasy in relationship to Krishna. We're trying to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya through the disciplic succession, and that's our good fortune, and that will make our life successful.